keep your enemy continually on the move, and devise unfathomable plans. Let the enemy never know exactly where you are. Throw your soldiers into positions from where there is no escape. If they will face death, there is nothing they may not achieve. Officers and men alike will put forth their uttermost strength.
If they are in an awkward place together, they will surely exert their united strength to get out of it.
Soldiers, when in desperate straits, lose the sense of fear. If there is no place of refuge, they will stand firm. If they are in hostile country, they will show a stubborn front. If there is no help for it, they will fight hard. Thus, without waiting to be marshaled, the soldiers whose fate you hold in your hands, without waiting to be asked, will do your will, without restrictions. They will be faithful. Without giving orders, they can be trusted. Prohibit the taking of omens, and do away with superstitious doubts. Then, until death itself comes, no calamity need be feared.
If one man were to run amok with a sword in the marketplace, and everybody else tried to get out of his way, I should not say that this man alone had courage, and that all the rest were contemptible cowards. The truth is that a desperado and a man who values his life do not meet on even terms.
If our soldiers are not overburdened with money, it is not because they have a distaste for riches. If their lives are not unduly long, it is not because they are disinclined to longevity.
Wealth and long life are things for which all men have a natural inclination. Hence, if they burn or fling away valuables and sacrifice their own lives, it is not that they dislike them, but simply that they have no choice. It is for the general to see that temptations to shirk fighting and grow rich are not thrown in their way.